Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. If you're a bit of a gym rat, or you're interested in putting on muscle, or you've been just listening to this podcast for a while, you've likely encountered the term lift to failure. But just in case it's new to you, let me explain. Alright, close your eyes and pretend you're lying on a weightlifting bench, about to do a set of bench presses, let's say. If you have enough weight on the bar, and you do enough reps, you will eventually not be able to complete the bench press movement. Panic will set in, your eyes might bug out a little bit, and you might have to grunt and groan and contort your body to get that bar safely back on the rack. Well, that is lifting to failure. And for years now, it's been a bit of a known fact that if you want to gain strength and muscle size, you need to lift to failure. No matter how much weight is involved or how many reps you want to do, you must reach that point where you can't successfully do another rep, if your goal is to get the maximum benefit from that workout. Now, this is an important point that I don't want you to miss. The weight doesn't have to be heavy for this protocol to be effective. You can reach failure by lifting heavy weights, or you can reach failure by doing a whole lot of reps. Either way is effective. In fact, Dr. David Bem, a Memorial University of Newfoundland researcher who studies resistance training protocols, told the Globe and Mail a few years ago, and I quote, "To get stronger, you need to stress both the muscles and the neuromuscular signaling pathways between the brain and the muscle. Whether you do this by lifting heavy weights a few times or light weights many times, the important part is that the individual must go to failure." Well, hold on to your sweatband, because a new study has thrown a bit of a monkey wrench into this long-held belief. East Tennessee State University published research in Sports that has shown that backing off just a little bit from failure, at least some of the time, may actually give you greater gains. Now, the stated purpose of this study was to compare the physiological responses of skeletal muscle to resistance training program using repetition maximum or relative intensity. Which, in plain English, means they just wanted to compare the muscle gains between lifting to failure and lifting just below failure. Now, to make this comparison, 15 well-trained males did 10 weeks of strength training 3 times a week. The RM group, or repetition maximum, achieved a relative maximum each day, while the RISR, or relative intensity group, trained based on percentages. That is, the RM group exercised until failure on each exercise, while the RISR group did not reach muscle failure. Now, I've already explained what training to failure means, but what is relative intensity, you might ask? Well, let's say I can consistently do 3 sets of 8 reps with 100 kilograms on the bar for a particular exercise before I reach failure. If I were in that relative intensity group, I would lift 80% of that to avoid reaching failure. Now, if you do the math, which is pretty simple, that means I would lift 3 sets of 8 reps at 80 kilograms instead of 100 kilograms. Make sense? In a nutshell, the two groups were doing basically the same amount of training, but one was going to failure and the other was just skirting failure by a slightly more comfortable 20%. After the 10 weeks were over, two papers were published from this study. In the first paper, the researchers showed that the RISR training yielded greater improvements in vertical jump, rate of force development, and maximal strength compared to the RM training group. Then, the second paper added more detail and filled in some blanks. That, more thorough paper, included results of muscle biopsies and ultrasounds, which showed a greater increase in overall muscle size, the size of individual muscle fibers, and several molecular signals of muscle growth in the RISR, or relative intensity, group.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So now you may be thinking, well, okay, Brock, that's that. I will never lift to failure again. But you know what? I think the message is more nuanced than that. I mean, we can't just throw all of the previous evidence out the window because of one study, especially one that involved only 15 participants. I mean, there were 18 that started the study, but one dropped out and two got injured. So 15 finished it. What I've done for the last few years for my clients and for myself is to have one challenging workout per week and two or three slightly easier ones. This sort of workout program is not only an easier pill to swallow week after week, but it ensured that the one hard workout was executed properly. This strategy all comes down to recovery, both mental and physical. If you do every single workout to failure, well, you have to recover for longer. The truth is, it takes more time to recover from a workout when you go to failure. The negative neuromuscular effects of a killer workout like that can last for about 24 hours at best, but more like 72 hours at worst. Now that takes a chunk out of your workout time. But if you back off the intensity, say 20% like they did in the study, well, you can return to the gym fresh and ready to hit it in less time and with more joie de lifts. And that's what I think the researchers missed in this study. The execution and consistency of your workouts is more important than whether you went to failure or not. Now, okay, let's go back to 2010, when a McMaster University exercise scientist named Dr. Stuart Phillips published a paper that compared lifting to failure with either 5 reps of a heavy load or 24 reps of a lighter load. In that study, muscle biopsies showed that both workouts stimulate similar levels of muscle protein synthesis, a molecular measure of how quickly new muscle was growing. Now, was that study complete malarkey? Does Dr. Phillips need to retire in shame? Now, who's right here? I have a radical answer to that question. All of them. And none of them. And who cares anyway? I mean, the point that I'm trying to make here is that all the workouts worked. Splitting hairs and getting hung up on all the science can, well, make you crazy and potentially cause you to spend more time at the library researching than just going and getting a workout done. So here's my takeaway. If you're feeling good and lifting to failure gives you a happy and accomplished feeling of having crushed a workout, well, that is your choice for today. If you aren't feeling completely awesome, maybe you haven't slept well or you have a lot on your mind, well, back off a little and enjoy a slightly easier lift. The difference between the two is negligible, physiologically speaking, but can make all the difference psychologically. And as science has proved, whether you lift to failure or not doesn't seem to make a big difference. Remember that unless you're making a living from lifting weights, your exercise time is supposed to be fun, or at least satisfying. So don't get hung up on the details. You're moving your body, challenging your muscles and mobility, and pushing to be a better version of yourself tomorrow than you were yesterday, and that is all that matters. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and don't forget to tune in next week because I'm going to talk about a thing called functional movement screening, which is not only a pretty fun test to do, but it's also pretty meaningful. So check that one out. And I'd like to thank the entire team here at Quick and Dirty Tips, including Karen Hertzberg, Michelle Margulis, Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, and our vice president and fearless leader, Kathy Doyle. Now, don't forget, you can find me and join in some conversation over at facebook.com/getfitguy or twitter.com/getfitguy, or you can go to my own website, brockarmstrong.com. Now, what are you waiting for? Get out there and lift to failure or not.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.